This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Just 14% of mosques in the U.S. do a great job including and welcoming women. That's according to a recent study co-sponsored by the Islamic Society of North America. As Monique Parsons reports, this less than welcoming climate is inspiring some Muslim women to lean in and demand change.
Adina Lekovic visits a lot of mosques. She works for the Muslim Public Affairs Council and sits on a regional Islamic advisory board in Southern California. She goes to mosques for meetings and Friday prayers, but one recent visit got off to a rocky start.
I was walking towards the front door, only to be told by a boy who of no more than 12 years old. He pointed to the side of the building and said, "Oh, the sister's entrance is over there."
Now, Lekovic is religious. She covers her hair. She doesn't mind praying separately from men. But entering through a different door.
And I sort of stopped dead in my tracks and looked around for an adult figure that I could have the conversation with.
Nobody else was around.
And so looked at this 12-year-old boy and said, "There's a separate entrance for women? Why is that?" Just to see what he would say. And he sort of shrugged his shoulders and said, "It just is."
Lekovic is also a teacher, and she decided to seize the moment.
And my final response to him was, "Well, the mosque that I go to on the other side of town has everybody walk through the same set of doors."
Lekovic says there was a time she might have slipped in the side entrance, quietly fuming. But things are changing. Just a few years ago, a woman's place in the mosque was a fringe issue.
There was, to some degree, pushback around this, we're dealing with enough challenges right now that, wait your turn was kind of the attitude. Today, more and more women are saying, now is the time.
Lekovic says there is a rich history of Islamic teachings that preach equality for women. But she also gives credit to a 34-year-old Chicago woman named Hind Maki. Last year, Maki started an online project called Side Entrance, where women from around the world share photos of their prayer spaces. Not all the photos are negative. Submissions range from isolated, moldy storerooms to soaring, lushly carpeted halls.
The tagline is, "We showcase the beautiful, the adequate, and the pathetic."
The project began when she snapped photos of women's prayer spaces in some Chicago mosques and posted them on her Facebook page. One showed women praying behind a tall room divider, blocking views. Another looked like a walk-in closet with a curtain-covered window. The photos went viral.
I got a lot of response, and one of the most interesting type of responses I got was from men. Who had no clue?
While some accused her of airing dirty laundry, many Muslim men started asking how they could help.
They just had no idea that this was somewhat typical of women's experiences at a mosque, that you go to a mosque and you don't see a dome, you don't see, the imam, certainly. You don't see the architecture, you see a big wall in front of you.
I'm surprised that in a big city like Chicago, there's a place like that where the women can't even see what's going on in front of them. I would not be comfortable in a space like that.
That's Shahina Saeed. She sits on the board of directors of the Islamic Society of Orange County, one of the oldest and largest mosques in Southern California. She's also president of its school board. She proudly gives a tour of the campus.
We have a computer lab, which we just recently got new computers for, which we're very excited about.
Women here pray in a big loft with an outdoor patio and views of the imam and the mosque's colorful glass dome. They can also pray on the main floor in an area beside the men. Saeed says she feels at home here. A recent study by the Islamic Society of North America found that more women showed up for events at mosques like hers, those with women board members, women speakers, and attractive women's prayer spaces. Adina Lekovic of the Muslim Public Affairs Council says this conversation is about more than side entrances.
Part of what's at stake is the question of where Muslim women will put their talents. Now, if the mosque is an environment in which they see that the fruits of their labor will be beneficial to the community, they will put their time and energy there.
National Muslim leaders are paying attention. The Islamic Society of North America is urging mosques to recruit more women board members. In a recent conference centered on a campaign to improve women's prayer spaces. For NPR News, I'm Monique Parsons.